certainly to be an Oscar-nominated film is Steve Jobs. And what's ironic about this is that there was an earlier movie called Jobs, which turns out to really look pitiful by comparison. It was just basically a sanitized biopic. Never got close to revealing anything significant about this complex genius who is very contradictory in everything he does. It also really made me mad at the time because it barely touched upon what is a key element in this new film, the complicated relationship between Steve Jobs and his daughter, Lisa. I mean, there was even a computer named Lisa. And she was introduced somewhat in the first movie, but it never made any sense. This time, it's very important. By the way, this is written by the wonderful Academy Award winner, Aaron Sorkin, who did The Social Network, and directed by Danny Boyle, who won an Oscar for Slumdog Millionaire. And they have come together and really done an imaginative treatment of this. It's like a stage play in three acts, and each of the acts focuses on three sections of Jobs' life when he's doing three of his product launches, the Macintosh in 1984, Next in 1988, and the iMac in 1998. And during that, there are flashbacks and other things happen. But before each of these launches, he has conversations with some of his former and present colleagues, including John Sculley, who's played by Jeff Daniels, and Seth Rogen as Steve Wozniak. And by the way, Steve Wozniak was a consultant on this film, so I think that's one reason they got everything so believable. And then another one of his longtime colleagues was Andy Hertzfeld, played by Michael Stolberg. Kate Winslet has a good chance of an Oscar nomination. She plays marketing director Joanna Hoffman. She's the only person who's able to exercise any control over the mercurial Jobs. And It's just got crackling great dialogue. It's the kind of thing I'm really looking forward to seeing again. It's innovative. They even go so far as different three sections of the movie. The first is shot in 16 millimeter, the second on 35, and the third on digital, just reflecting these periods. Just a really creative way, and it probably comes closer than anything ever could to explaining this man who's just probably as complicated as anybody could ever imagine. I gave this movie 4 stars, and I really recommend Steve Jobs.